volume 6 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, and now we're doing letter 1536. And this is dated the 30th of year, Toshin Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is sending it to the leadership of a Agudas Chassidei Chabad in the Holy Land. Shem Aleichem, Shalom Avrocha. I'm responding to your letter of the 26th day of Nisan. So, based on your request to send a telegram, I sent the telegram, and this is what I wrote over there. I was shocked from the idea to ruin the support of Lud. I'm following it up with a letter with my signature. Although it's unnecessary to explain what it means, but yet I'm still going to articulate. The matter is, as I wrote my letter, it was decided from the Sukhnut to support the Yeshiva in Lud with a amount of 5,000 litres for the building for the boys on the age and in the type of those who are making Aliyah, the youth Aliyah. And that comes from the total amount of 100,000 litres that they have set aside after many, many discussions and many difficulties and many delays, because and specifically for buildings for orphan children of Aliyah Tanar for coming up from Aliyah. So this was the demand of the coordinator of the committee over here, that a certain amount should be designated for this purpose. And therefore, I don't see any chances to impact, to change the cause for which this amount has been set aside. Not only that, even if they're going to make this change, this can cause a great damage and loss if immediately, if afterwards, and then there will be complaints, justifiable complaints from the other parties and the other yeshivas. They too are hoping to get support from this amount. So that they suggested before them to put effort into this, that is for sure. Either they don't know the whole story of the money, or it doesn't bother them that there will be complaints, or they imagine that it's only going to be complaints of words and it's not going to impact the actuality then. But in all of these three points, there is to worry that it's not so. So basically what they wanted to do here is they wanted to, I guess, divert some of the funds to another place, and the Rebbe is telling them, don't do that. And he says how they got it and how they designated it, and it has to be used for that, notwithstanding all these possibilities that they made still. Number two, since there is already a promise after the visit in Lud to support them, and as the Sukhnut, the tactics of the Sukhnut of this 2 years, they use any kind of excuse that they have to get out of this matter, or minimally to push it off for as long as possible. So if you're going to start making changes in this, I'm worried that they're going to jump on it, on this finding, and they're going to start all over anew. If you start changing anything, they're going to start anew. In the meantime, it's not known what they're going to do with that money. So therefore, my view is clear. First and foremost, you have to save that amount that was already been designated for this particular purpose without changing. But together with that, you should also make all kinds of efforts in two things. Number one, that from the amount of 100,000, they should designate a larger amount than 5,000. And number two, since that they promised them to put effort for them, so it is fitting to make an effort that the Sukhnut should also give from other funds that it has for the building of the buildings of Chabad, not only from the 100,000 that comes from the effort of the coordinator of the committee over here. And if you're going to reason these words with proper reasoning, there is good chances that they're going to be successful. Especially that up till now, there had not been detailed plans how to divide up the 100,000. And it seems that the reason is because the other parties don't have any practical plans how they're going to use it in actuality. Number three, if you're going to impact that they should give you additional money, so there is a choice if it should be in Lod or in Kfar Chabad, but if it's going to be of the 100,000, then it's best that they should use the money for building for children that are coming up, at least in our, like we said earlier. If it's going to be from other funds, so then you can use it for other purposes, and as they suggest, and you suggest in the letter. Number four, based upon the demands of the coordinator of the committee over here, and also from the lack of disagreement of those who arguing against it, the representative Sukhnut, there are chances that during the time there will be additional funding, more than that 100,000, but that is conditional that there should be requests from places that there is children that are coming from the Aliyat HaNoar, and there is lacking buildings, proper buildings for them. And therefore, if fitting to my letter from before, with the proper effort in absorbing the children of the Olim in our institutions in the Holy Land, so there is room to immediately work on a very detailed plan and the absolutely needed buildings in this for this. And I'm sure you will send me a copy of these plans also to me. Number five, this that you write, that they're giving it as a loan. So the Rebbe says, so to my dismay, because of the weak representation of the parties over here, and also looks like in Eretz HaKodesh, they agreed to this, to take it as a loan. Notwithstanding my protest, full protest, and their previous promise that they will demand the that they demand to fulfill their promise that they give the money for good, not as a loan. But either way, even as far as a loan, there is two levels. And that is generally that the beginning of the payment of the loan starts after 5 years from receiving it. But if the Sukhnut is going to be shown that the institution is difficult for it to start paying back after 5 years, they promised to allow these institutions to start paying off after 10 years. And therefore, since the Hasidim are coming from behind the Iron Curtain and they could not bring along their possessions, so my hope is that that way they'll be able to demand that the payments for the loans should start only after 10 years. Number six, I'm very surprised I don't hear about you from the money for the fund for the Shemitah for the Hasidim. You know, that's a special fund to help them out because they couldn't plant during the Shemitah year. So they have people that made their living from agriculture. Especially that, based on my letter to you, do you know that Mr. Goldman sent a telegram several weeks to Mr. Eshkol about it? But if you over there are going to be acting in laziness about it, you're not going to. So they're not going to. Instead of helping you, you know, you got to ask for it to help out with the funding that came, I guess, from the government.
Prime Minister Levi Eshkol.
Yeah. Number seven. I'm still surprised a little bit that it hasn't yet materialized it as far as Zerem Bilti's army, which means the non-domination. I guess I think what the Rebbe is talking about, they didn't want Chabad to be affiliated with any as a non-affiliated affiliation. This is what it's called, Zerem Bilti's army. Because the letter that I received, they notify me that the writing, the signing up for the new season is in the month of Sivan. Looking forward for good news with the Rebbe's signature. So again, the Rebbe spent a lot of times with Chabad in Israel, because that was a major center, you know, and that was before all over the world, in Morocco, but you had Israel, and the Rebbe was constantly guiding and supporting and trying to get everybody moving to do what they have to do, and you know.